In a January 13, 2023 letter to the Prime Minister, the 13 premiers said they wanted to see a change that would make bail harder for those charged with the offense of possession of a loaded, prohibited, or restricted firearm. They also called for a review of other firearms-related offenses. The letter said, "There's been a growing number of calls for changes to prevent accused persons who are out on bail from committing further criminal acts. The justice system fundamentally needs to keep anyone who poses a threat to public safety off the streets. And this starts with meaningful changes to the criminal code, an area solely within the federal government's jurisdiction." The Ontario Provincial Police Commissioner also called for stricter bail laws following the death of Constable Greg Pierschala. It has been reported the man who has been charged with first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of the officer was out on bail and had a lifetime ban from owning a firearm. The accused had been initially denied bail in a separate case involving assault and weapons charges, but was released after a bail review. The 13 premiers called for the creation of a reverse onus for those charged with Section 95 of the Criminal Code, which includes offenses for being in possession of a loaded, prohibited, or restricted firearm. A reverse onus means people charged with those offenses would have to show why their detention before a trial is not justified. In most cases, the burden is on the prosecution to show why detention is justified. The premiers also said in their letter that a review of other firearms-related offenses is also warranted to determine whether they should also attract a reverse onus on bail. Do we need stricter bail laws in Canada? We need bail reform, but we don't need new legislation to make it harder for people to get bail. Welcome. My name is Lydia Riva. I'm a criminal defense lawyer practicing in Ontario, Canada. In this podcast, we discuss the criminal justice system from the perspective of the defense. On today's podcast, I will give 5 reasons why we don't need tougher bail laws in Canada. This is For the Accused. A law passed in 2019, Bill C-75, updated bail provisions in the Criminal Code. The law codified a principle of restraint that had been reaffirmed in the Supreme Court of Canada's 2017 case Antic, which directs police and courts to prioritize releasing detainees at the earliest reasonable opportunity and on the least onerous conditions based on the circumstances of the case. It also gave police more power to impose conditions on accused people in the community to streamline the bail process and to reduce the number of unnecessary hearings. The amendments also required judges to consider at bail the circumstances of people who are Indigenous or come from vulnerable populations. The federal Conservative leader said in late December of last year that the government should, quote, reverse its catch-and-release bail policy, referring to this law that updated bail provisions in the Criminal Code. Here are 5 reasons why we don't need stricter bail laws. Number 1, we already incarcerate too many people before trial. The World Pretrial Remand List, maintained by the Institute for Crime and Justice Policy Research, shows the number of pretrial remand prisoners held in penal institutions in 217 prison systems in independent countries and dependent territories. According to the latest data available at the end of February 2020, Canada's pretrial remand rate is higher than that of almost every comparable Western European nation. We only look more moderate when compared to New Zealand and Australia and the United States. Mass incarceration is a human rights crisis in the U.S. We don't get credit for having lower rate than America. On any given day, more adults are in custody awaiting trial than there are convicted offenders serving time. According to Statistics Canada, the adult remand population in Ontario correctional facilities in 2020-2021 was 77% of all adults in custody. Historical data shows that from the 1980s to the late 1990s, remand percentages ranged from 20% to 39%. Number two, people awaiting their criminal trials are presumed innocent. The presumption of innocence is a fundamental principle of our justice system. It's a bedrock principle of a functioning democracy. The presumption of innocence is a legal right of the accused in a criminal trial in many countries and under many legal systems. It is an international human right under the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. A person in jail awaiting their trial who was later acquitted can never get that time back. As Supreme Court of Canada Justice Frank Iacobucci had put it in 2002, liberty lost is never regained and can never fully be compensated for. Even a short length of incarceration impacts the mental, financial, social, and physical life of a defendant and their family. Number three, bail is good for society. A person on bail can pursue work, find stable housing if available. They can take care of their children. They can provide financially for their families. They can begin counseling and treatment programs. Bail is an important step for reintegration. Number four, the current bail legislation is not lenient. The Criminal Code already includes several reverse onus provisions for offenses involving firearms and intimate partner violence and already allows for pretrial detention for the purpose of ensuring public safety. Ontario's Crown Prosecution Manual directs Crown prosecutors to seek detention for any firearm charges. In all cases involving firearms, the prosecutor must seek a detention order absent exceptional circumstances to ensure the safety and security of the public. If exceptional circumstances exist, the prosecutor must obtain prior approval of the Crown attorney or designate before recommending or consenting to any form of judicial interim release. This decision should be made at the earliest reasonable opportunity having regard to the requirements of the Criminal Code. The prosecutor must advise the Crown attorney or designate when an accused charged with an offense involving firearms is granted judicial interim release. In these circumstances, the Crown attorney or designate should consider whether a bail review is warranted. The general rule under the Criminal Code is that the prosecution must prove to a judge or a justice of the peace that pretrial detention of an accused is justified on one or more of three grounds. In particular, the onus is on the Crown to establish that detention is necessary, number one, to ensure the accused's attendance in court, number two, for the protection or safety of the public, or number three, to maintain confidence in the administration of justice. The Code has always, at least since the bail system was modernized in the early 1970s, recognized that there are circumstances where the onus should be on the accused to show why they should be released back into the community while waiting for trial. The list of so-called reverse onus offenses has grown over the years. The current law of bail is not all that lenient. Number five, there are long-standing inequalities in the bail system, and stricter bail laws will make this worse. There is evidence suggesting that people with no fixed address are more likely to be denied bail. Individuals experiencing poverty, those who are unhoused, and people with mental health issues are already overrepresented in admissions to pretrial detention. Black and Indigenous people are overrepresented in pretrial custody. Black adults represent 5% of the adult population in Ontario, but 14% of admissions to custody. Indigenous people account for 2.9% of the population, but 17% of custodial admissions. This is overwhelming evidence that the bail system discriminates against Black adults and Indigenous people. Stricter bail laws would only result in further overrepresentation of these groups in detention and would run contrary to efforts to reduce systemic discrimination. Reverse onus provisions, which place the responsibility on the accused for proving why they should be released, are challenging and difficult for those with mental health issues or for those who are not represented by counsel. We do not need stricter bail laws. We need bail reform. On the next episode of For the Accused, I will discuss what bail reform we need. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to my podcast and please leave a review. This helps other people find our podcast. I'm Lydia Riva, and this is For the Accused.